Hello again. We're so glad you're here for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us is Alexis Deacon. She's a Christian Science practitioner from Portland, Oregon.
I was determined to buy some fertilizer to get my geraniums blooming again. But the woman at the nursery gently suggested I might need to be a bit more patient. Her comment made me think about how important patience is when it comes to spiritual healing. Sometimes it's easy to initially be inspired as we pray about some problem. But if something doesn't change quickly, it can be challenging to patiently persist. Or it can be tempting to be impatient and lose our spiritual grounding. I found it helpful to patiently persist when I was switching careers and no longer had a regular paycheck. As a student of Christian Science, patience didn't mean doing nothing or just hoping for the best. Rather, it meant trusting that God, who is divine love, has a right answer and was showing me what it was. At first, I found it tempting to jump in and try to solve things myself. I considered a couple of different options to lower my expenses, but neither option felt right. A short time later, I mentioned to my landlord about my new career path. I was a bit shocked, but so grateful when he offered to lower my rent to support my new endeavor. The Bible speaks of what trusting God looks like. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. And in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy says, "When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, He directs our path." It turns out my geraniums bloomed beautifully. And regarding my career change, I didn't need to rush in and figure out a way to make it work financially. In both cases, it was better to patiently wait on God, who always has a good answer.
Did you find today's ideas inspiring? Have some of your own? We'd love to hear them. Submit your healing message at christianscience.com/dailylift.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.